So, Sharon, welcome along to the airwaves of Highland as we look forward to what's a big game for Glenfinn this coming weekend.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's
and
exciting week for us.
Yeah, exciting week, surely. And I suppose at the start of the year, when the group all got back together, you obviously have a number of targets, but I'm sure top of the list was trying to regain the Donegal senior title from Termon, who of course beat us in the final last year.
Yeah, that's it. Last year was just a hard one to take, you know, the way it ended. It's not an easy way to lose. I know it's not easy losing any day you go out, but just to lose on kicks in the manner that we did last year, it was hard to take, yeah. So we just regrouped, and the focus was just to put the shoulder to the wheel again and go and give it everything to get back here. And thankfully, the league didn't go too well for us, Vic, but we've got things going right now for us, and we're where we wanted to be, just preparing for the final now on Sunday, yeah.
Just on that decider last year, is it a fair way to decide a game of football, Sharon, at the 25-metre free kicks? Because if we look at the actual two finals between the two sides over the last 2 years, extra time was needed in both. So it was. Was it a fair way to end the game?
Not my opinion's no. Like, I know that's, but you can say that's probably because we lost it. But even to win it, I don't think it's a good way to win a final. You know, like, you put the hard work in all year and play the 60 minutes, and then you go to extra time to be, you know, for it to come down to kicks. It's hard. Like, it's tough to me. We take a replay any day. Do you know, it's just a tough way to lose, and it's not even a nice way to win, I'd expect either, you know, that kind of way. So,
yeah.
But I know that's what had to happen, and we just had to get on with it, yeah.
Yeah, you had to get on with it and move on and focus for this year again. And obviously, you said the league didn't go the way that you just wanted. But how do you feel of the championship run this year? Have you been improving as you went along, Sharon?
Yeah, look, we got, after the league kind of came to an end, we were finished. We didn't make the semi-final, so we had a break off there. And it's just about regrouping, you know, the whole squad together. And we got the county girls back in training, and they give us a massive lift, you know, when they come back into the club. So thankfully then, yeah, just we took each game as it came then, and we've been getting the results and steadily improving, and hopefully now we'll just keep pushing on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, listen, you have a host of county girls there. Is Yvonne Bonner a big miss to you? She's obviously back in Australia again, kicking ball in the AFLW.
Aye, Yvonne's a massive loss. Look, we had her for a few of the league games, you know, before she went away there in June, and just it's massive. Like, a big, she's such a big player, you know, everything, you know, the standards that she has set in Glenfinn just is unbelievable. But look, she had that opportunity came up, and for herself and Paul and Breed to go out there, and it's, you know, she's doing everybody in Glenfinn proud out there, and like, she's taken to that sport unbelievable as well, you know, and doing everybody proud. And so that's, you know, she's right to take, you know, we don't take that away 100%. She's it's just one of those lifetime opportunities, and right she is, you know. But definitely she's a massive loss to us, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you mentioned the county girls, the likes of Katie and Karen, and obviously Katie Long as well. But there's a lot more footballers within Glenfinn outside of those girls, who obviously are a huge part of it. But there's a good crop of young footballers in Glenfinn too, Sharon.
Yeah, there is. Like, we're lucky, you know, we have a good squad there. We've lost a few girls this year too to travel, you know, and you know, it's just that age, they're young, and that's, you know, they're going to go and travel. But we're lucky enough in numbers, like, that we have a good squad, and like, we have girls playing there, like myself and Anna Marie, my sister, and the Wards, and like, they're playing 14, 15 years, you know, at senior level. And just, we have a strong backbone, and then we've younger girls breaking into the senior squad every year, and it's brilliant. Like, it's great for us, and those young ones stepping up into the panel, they're pushing us on more, and that's just, it's a good mix at the minute of the young and the few that's been about for those longer years, and it's great. It's what drives us on, you know, as a team, then it makes us stronger.
Yeah, I take it this is your 11th final in a row as well, then, if you've been around the block for a while, Sharon, because this is the 11th final in a row that Glenfinn's going to participate in at senior level.
Yeah, well, I missed out in 2016. I had, in 2013, just, I was out, I was pregnant. I had Danny and Ellen just, and but I was part of the team while I was there, yeah, for the 11. So, and there's a good few of us there too, still, that have all those, you know, but so they've that wee bit of experience. But for some young girls, then it's their first, you know, stepping into their first final this week, and it's a big week for them too, you know.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, these two clubs, Glenfun and Termon, know each other very well, and as we said earlier, it took extra time and 25-meter freeze to separate you over the last couple of years. Don't rule them out again this time around. Are you expecting the same sort of tight affair, are you, Sharon? And what kind of performance is it going to take if Glenfun are going to get their hands on the trophy again?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're there's been nothing between us, like, for this past couple of years, and we don't expect it to be any real difference this year. Like, it's always those kind of games that it takes everybody, you know, from 1 to 15 and anybody that comes on, you know, up 4 or 5 subs, a massive effort from each one of us. But hopefully, just if we can all, you know, get our performance right, hopefully it'll be enough on the day. But we expect nothing less than another massive battle from Termon, yeah, on Sunday.
Okay, Sharon, we appreciate you taking time out to speak to Highland Radio Sport, and we wish you all the best in the final this coming weekend.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Ashton. Thank you.